Hey guys, welcome back to another insane episode. It's me, Cassidy.
And me, Sanvi.
And we know we haven't been posting for a few months now, since September, and it's now January. Oh, no, it's February. Damn. But we've been really busy with school, and so we haven't had a lot of time to film, but we are back, and we are hoping to film a lot today. That way we can stock up and post them every Friday again. So I'm sorry if
the way I realized that we haven't posted and why I said we should, my grandparents, when we were on FaceTime with them, they were like, when are you gonna post another podcast? And I was like, oh my god. So if you're listening, hi
Zombie's grandparents.
So yeah, today's
episode is serial killers, but we're not gonna do the basic everyday that everybody else talks about. We're going to do unique ones that not many of you have known.
Yay, let's go on.
So let's get started. So for our first serial killer, we have
Leonardo Cincelli. She was born on November 14th, 1983.
In Italy.
She was known as the soap maker of Correggio.
Yeah. Well, she was still a young girl. Leonardo attempted suicide twice. She had 17 pregnancies during her marriage, but lost 3 of the children due to miscarriage. 10 more died in their youth. She was heavily protective of the 4 surviving children.
She was protective of them because when she went to her first fortune teller visit, the fortune teller told her that she would have many kids, but all of them would die.
Her favorite son went to World War II, and that was her favorite child, so she was determined to protect him at all costs. She went to another fortune teller, and she told him that in order to keep her son alive, she would have to make human sacrifices.
So she decided to do this between 1939 and 1940 by killing 3 people.
She would turn them into soap and tea cakes, and then give them to her friends.
After her 3rd murder, she had gotten caught. She got a 30-year sentence to prison, and she got 3 years in criminal asylum. She also died of cerebral palsy in criminal asylum October 15th, 1970.
And that is when she died. So for our next serial killer, he is a bit disturbing, and if you get very triggered easily, I would advise you to skip ahead to this time.
350!
For our second serial killer, we have Richard Chase.
He was born May 23rd, 1950.
In Sacramento, California.
In his early life, he was abused by his dad. Therefore, he became an alcoholic in his teens and started by killing animals and blending them into smoothies.
He also used to drink the blood of rabbits, cats, and dogs.
And by doing this, he thought it would prevent his heart from shrinking.
Between December 1977 and January 1978, he killed 6 people by shooting them.
And after killing them, he defiled their bodies, drank their blood, and ate their internal organs.
Because of this, he gained the nickname Vampire of Sacramento.
He was arrested January 1978.
He was sentenced to death May 18th, but committed suicide with pills given to him at the prison on December 26th, 1980. Vampire of Sacramento.
Okay, bye. Next segment. in a broken pot because I'm such a great keeper of cactuses. Okay, on to the next serial killer.
Okay, for the next serial killer, we have
John Wayne Gacy Jr.
He was born March 17th, 1942.
In Chicago, Illinois.
Between 1972 and 1980, he had
33 victims.
Most of them were boys and young men, and he killed them by
strangulation. He loved clowns, and he was a party clown named Pogo the Clown.
And this gave him the nickname of the Killer Clown.
He would lure victims into his house, kill them with his wife Clueless in the other room, and bury them in the crawl space under the house.
He was finally caught in December 21st, 1978, and he died of lethal injection
in Illinois, May 10th, 1994. Sorry, I'm a 2020 girl here. Give me a break.
So that's the Killer Clown.
Yeah, he is very short, and there's not much about him, so...
I feel bad for the 33 victims.
Yeah, but he did kill the most victims that we have.
Okay,
I don't know what
bye.
I'm saying. Bye.
That's so loud.
Oh my god. Sorry, headphone users. So for our next murder serial killer victim and our last one, there's not much information about him. He is still unknown, and very few information about him is known.
So his alias, his alias is the Zodiac Killer, and it all started July 1969. When a letter came to the San Francisco Examiner newspaper saying, "I like killing people because it's so much fun."
Between 1960 and 1970, that's when the murders happened in the Bay Area.
A lot of newspaper outlets and press got letters.
Sorry. I wish this was a video, not a podcast, because if you could see Holly right now, she looks like a serial killer.
I'm going to take a selfie.
You're going to take a selfie. She's going to take a selfie. So if you want to see the selfie, go check out Sandvi's Instagram story and Insanity Bracelets.
It fell
off. Yeah. So go check out Sandvi's story on Insanity Bracelets. Go check her Instagram out, and you'll see the picture of what she looks like right now. Okay. Cut. Okay, so for our next serial killer, and our last one, even though I said that in the last one,
is not a
very well-known...
No, he's very well.
Oh, he is...
We're losing our minds.
Okay, guys. Okay, why am I now in a permanent British accent? We're just going to go with it until it wears off. It'll wear off in around 5 minutes or so. But for our next serial killer, we are filming. It is filming time. Okay, sorry, guys. We are kind of losing it here. He is very well known, and so this isn't one of the most... Oh, that's so cute. Okay, focus. So, he is known as a Zodiac Killer.
I can't even this. Don't.
Okay, then.
Wait,
so he's known as a Cinnamon Killer in the San Francisco Bay Area. He is not well known, but he is said to have 5 confirmed murders and 2 attempted. But he said... that in the letter that he had killed 37 victims, But that is not confirmed yet, so the information may not be accurate. And in the late 70s, 1970s, that is when he disappeared.
Hey guys, welcome back.
And many think that that was when he died. Oh, shout out to Kiana, she sent me a Snapchat. Let's go.
Wait, I'm gonna snap.
Oh, and Mom sent me a Snapchat too.
Kiana sent me a Snapchat right at the same time.
Mom is the person that the partner is.
This person keeps calling.
Yeah, let's pick it up. Okay. Okay, that was all great.
The next serial killer is the Zodiac Killer. So, that name is actually an alias for an unknown killer. And this whole, his killing spree started July 1969 when a letter came to the San Francisco Examiner newspaper saying, "I like killing people because it's so much fun," from the Zodiac Killer. Between 1960 and 1970, Bay Area, California, a lot of murders happened. And while these murders were taking place, a lot of newspaper outlets got letters talking about how and who he killed. There was only 5 confirmed murders and 2 attempted murders, but the Zodiac Killer states he had killed at least 37 victims. And in the late 1970s, he suddenly vanished. There's no more letters or killings. The only picture of him is a police sketch done by somebody he tried to kill, somebody he shot. He is still out there, so nobody knows if he died. And there's so many people saying that they know who the Zodiac Killer is, but there's no confirmed person. And people are hoping, police stations are hoping that by getting his DNA from his murders and putting them into, Ancestry, .com kits and Ancestry kits, they can help popularize who he is and see whose family is, try to find him because he had killed so many people. And that's the last person.
And some other clues leading to who he was or is still is his son said that it could be his dad because in the police sketch it looked a lot like the son. So he was reported about that. But it is still not known for sure.
A lot of people say it's somebody that they know, but again,
they do not know for sure. And that is it for the Zodiac Killer. Woot!
Insanity! Insanity! Sonzi and Cassidy! Insanity! Insanity! Sonvi and Cassidy!